preps and colleges to the pros and a whole lot more. Now, with producer Alex Kuhn, here are your hosts, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
There we went a little old school right there. We went a little old school. It is our 10th anniversary today. Why not bring Lambo out? Or would you like this one, Mark? Would you like this one?
This is now in session.
Got this one for you.
KGYM Radio now presents your extra period of daily sports talk.
There you go. We got that one. We can throw that one out there. We got the music.
Think sports in Eastern.
No, we don't. Never mind. I had two things going at the same time. See, after 10 years.
Still haven't learned anything.
We welcome you into the gym class. 5 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock here on this January the 24th, a Tuesday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and now 10-year veteran of this very show that originated for the first time on January the 24th, 2007. Believe it or not, you have a few facts and figures there, Mark. We have been through three presidencies, I believe you told me. Is that correct?
Now, yes, 2 days in.
And 2 days into the third presidency.
Three presidents and four producers. Loved every one of them.
Absolutely. And that is not our poll question today or anything to do with that. But we're going to talk about our 10 years here on the air on KGYM. Get your remembrances, our remembrances as well. We will do that in the back half of the show here today.
The phone doesn't ring and there are no texts. That tells us a lot, folks.
Yes, it does. Tells us, might not be another 10 years. We'll have to see on that. Love to hear from you in the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Alex Kuhn on the other side of the glass. My gosh, it's a red letter day. We are fully staffed today, believe it or not. Alex is on the back side of things. Tyler is he day to day? Can we safely say day to day? I'm waiting for this whole thing to cave in. You're looking chipper over there. You're looking pretty good so
far.
Yeah. Doing all right. As long as it doesn't hit tomorrow. Because tomorrow's, you know, it's Pin Pal week, and we can't have that. We cannot miss the bowling extravaganza tomorrow night. So
without this show, Bowling Night in America would never exist.
That is true.
How about that?
That is true. That is one of the things that has, of course, jumped up because of this particular radio program. And we'll reminisce about that coming up a little bit later on. No one would know what the medium satin jacket is either. If it wasn't for this particular program out there, we are going to talk some sports today. KJ Pilcher is going to be joining us, and we will talk with KJ here in just a little bit. High school wrestling. We'll talk a little college wrestling with KJ as well because he was at Carver the other night for Iowa and Penn State. Get his observations on that. So we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. First of all, a few things to take care of here. As far as recruiting, we're getting closer and closer. We'll talk a lot about recruiting coming up next week as the signing day gets closer and closer. There were a few Twitter reports last night that there could have been something announced today by Oliver Martin. That did not happen. The only thing that was announced as far as Oliver Martin is concerned is the fact that recruiting is still open. And, oh, by the way, there may be a sleepover tomorrow night in Iowa City because the man himself is taking the jet back down to Iowa City, and that would be Jim Harbaugh. And he's going to visit, reportedly going to visit Oliver Martin in his home in Iowa City, pal around with him at school, maybe go do some cannonballs with him at swimming practice. I don't know. But Jim's going to be his friend tomorrow and is going to spend the day. That's the reports anyway. Multiple reports on Twitter. Nothing yet as far as Oliver Martin making any sort of announcement today.
It gets very serious if that's the case with Jim Harbaugh. And Oliver Martin was scheduled to take a visit to Ohio State last weekend, I believe, and canceled that. And now we hear the news of Jim Harbaugh coming to town and make one last push for this highly coveted wide receiver. He's had a handful of on-campus visits, including Iowa. Martin, that is. But Michigan already has three receivers in its class. Oliver Martin's class. So obviously Harbaugh covets Martin a whole lot.
He does. A lot of people coveting Oliver Martin out there. And so that's the news, which is no news. News today, though, Iowa picked up another commitment as far as a preferred walk-on is concerned. Cedar Rapids Xavier's All-State quarterback Bryce Schulte, the 6'3", 215-pounder, has been offered and has accepted not a scholarship offer, but a preferred walk-on offer to the Iowa Hawkeyes. And he will be there next year. As Mark Morehouse, I believe, tweeted out a little bit earlier on, probably no more football family around here than the Schultes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Bryce is going to be coming up, going to Iowa. Quinn is coming up next. Of course, older brother went to UNI. He's up there playing quarterback right now and doing a fabulous job as far as his academics are concerned. And it's just one of the first families as far as football, and Bryce is going to be going to Iowa. Probably not going to be a quarterback, I would imagine, but you got to think safety, maybe tight end, things like that. He's going to fit in somewhere as far as the Iowa football team is concerned, and I imagine before his time is done, he's probably going to contribute quite a bit, knowing Bryce Schulte.
Excellent athlete, excellent family, excellent football background. And, of course, Iowa already has a Xavier product on the team, Matt Nelson, at defensive end. And Martin, I think Schulte has, you know, a lot of upside. He's going to take some growing if he's only 215 or so, what position he plays. You know, maybe it's a tight end. Maybe it's somewhere else. I don't think he'll fit in much at quarterback, but he's got anytime you bring an athlete into the program, you've got a chance. He's got a chance to see the field.
I would agree. And he is an athlete. And the one thing you can tell a Schulte that would motivate them is you can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be the first one to prove you wrong out there, watching all that family go through and looking forward to two more years with Quinn coming up.
His brother's been at UNI, hasn't really seen the field, but has operated in, you know, basically a tutelage under Mark Farley in terms of, I believe, trying to become a head coach or a coach of some kind right now. At least that's the last we heard from his dad, Dwayne, when we had our road trip in the fall to Xavier. So, yeah, it's a very interesting family, very good family, and they meant a lot to Xavier, and now one's going to try to make a contribution to Iowa.
Yeah, indeed. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on the recruiting, as it all will be coming to a head next Wednesday. Week from tomorrow, we are into the final push as far as college football recruiting is concerned. Tonight, Iowa State will host Kansas State in Big 12 basketball. We'll have it for you beginning at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM for you from Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Pretty big game. Iowa State, you got to think they probably need this one since they are at home, and that would put them a couple of games over the 500 mark at this point. Still kind of right there on the edge as far as the NCAAs are concerned, probably on the good side of things, more on the bad side of things, especially after the win against Oklahoma last Saturday. And again, we'll have it at 7 o'clock tonight. We've got high school basketball coming your way tonight as well. 106.3 FM will break away at 5:50 for the boys' game between West and City High tonight. Second doubleheader of the year between the Trojans and the Little Hawks. And the boys' game will be first because the ultra-important girls' game is going to be played second tonight in front of a full house that will be over at City High. We'll have it for you. Jeff Downing will be over there with Eric Peterson. Alex a little under the weather still, so he has asked Jeff to fill in for him. I will be at Prairie for a big boys MVC game tonight, 7:30 on 107.5 FM. Cedar Rapids Prairie hosting Dubuque Hempstead. I know Jeff Johnson has Prairie in his poll as 10th, I believe, in Class 4A. AP has Prairie and Hempstead 11th and 12th, if the poll went out that far. Mm-hmm. But there are five of the seven teams in the Valley Division that are within one game of each other, 6-2 or 5-3. Prairie's in that four-way logjam at 6-2. Hempstead is the one team at 5-3. So both with very good records going into that game tonight, and there'll be some outside shooting and a lot of threes put up tonight.
Prairie's put up some big victories this year. There's no question about it. Good dealing Iowa City West. It's only loss. West avenged that loss, but It's a very interesting team that could be trouble in the postseason, and excellent matchup tonight. In terms of Iowa State, Kansas State and Iowa State are in lockstep at 4-3 in the league. And the old adage that you got to protect your home court would never be more evident than tonight, I think, for Iowa State. Kansas State's pretty good, though.
They are very good. Saw them in that game against West Virginia that they won. Dealt with the pressure very, very well. And it's a team that can finish. Bruce Weber, my gosh. Maybe the early candidate as far as Coach of the Year in the Big 12 Conference is concerned. One of the things you thought you'd probably never hear, but that is the case. And they will be in Ames coming up tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock.
Back to Oliver Martin for a minute. And you've seen him called his games. Is he a can't-miss player?
I think so.
Do you?
I don't want to. I hate putting that on someone, especially on a high schooler like that. But my gosh, he is. You take a look at him. He's got the speed. He has got the strength. He's got the hands. I just think that he, we said it this year. I thought there was no doubt in the world that he could step in and start this year, especially after Vandenberg went down with the injury in the Iowa receiving corps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he could do that next year. Step right in as a true freshman and get some playing time. Now, yes, Jim Harbaugh is coming in, and if you think Brian Ferentz and Kirk Ferentz have not been contacting Oliver Martin, staying right on top of the situation, I would imagine you're sorely mistaken there. I would imagine that they would be right there. If Harbaugh is staying overnight, they might be the ones to tuck them in. Let's just put it that way. He's good.
Poll question, KGYMradio.com. Answer this question. Will Oliver Martin be a Hawkeye? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, behind Taco John's. I mean, Martin has spread his wings. There's no question about that. He's made multiple visits, official and otherwise, entertained a lot of different offers. Go back to not so long ago, he was quoted as saying there'd have to be something special to not go to Iowa. Now, that was a few months ago. That was pre-Jim Harbaugh. And anytime the likes of Harbaugh come knocking, you got to be a little nervous if you're a Hawkeye fan, I think.
Well, yeah, the more and more of these visits, official or unofficial, that you take, the more you're going to be wooed out there. And the more you're going to be wooed, the more opportunity for you to change your mind if indeed he was thinking about going to Iowa this whole time. That's just human nature out there. And I don't blame the young man for taking these visits. Why not? You have one chance to go around. And why just say, oh, I'm going to go here?
What if he doesn't go to Iowa? What would the reaction of the Iowa fan be?
Well, you and I both remember we went through this with Adrian Arrington,
mm-hmm.
who went to the University of Michigan. I showed no ill will toward Adrian. I thought he made the best decision for Adrian at that point. And if Oliver Martin decides to go somewhere else, hey, so be it. It's his decision. I'm not going to show any ill will. I hope people don't out there.
I know what you will think, but what will the Iowa fan think?
Well, the same thing they did with Adrian. There were a few things thrown about, and Twitter wasn't around like it is right now in social networking. Now you got social networking, and things could get kind of ugly. I hope not. I hope not. But
more recently, Darbo out of West Des Moines goes to Michigan.
Absolutely. And there have been people all over the place that have gone out of state that were good.
Pierce Bacher, who won a national championship 2 years ago,
yep.
out of Cedar Falls.
Went to Alabama.
Ike Butker's teammate. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, you can't blame a guy if he wants to go better himself. I mean, it's his decision or her decision, whatever the case may be, whatever athlete it is. I'm not going to show any ill will toward them.
3606 on the Jerry-esque Investment Services text line. Has Alabama offered him?
Not that I have
heard. I don't believe so.
Not that I have heard.
1121, do you think the reason the Hawks haven't hired any coaches yet is because they are declining jobs?
Oh,
I have no evidence to support that.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows about that? There you go. 319. We will take a break, come back, KJ Pilcher will be joining us, and we will talk high school wrestling. We'll talk a little college wrestling, too, with KJ when we return after this. You're listening to The Gym Class, a 10th anniversary edition, coming your way on a Tuesday, January the 24th, here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Hero powers.
Kapow!
From high interest checking.
Blam!
I stopped by Midwest One.
Whap!
And opened a power checking account.
Pew!
I get high interest. ATM refunds.
Pew!
No service fees.
Wow!
Yeah. It's nice.
Puka-lucka-kapow! Feel the superpowers of power checking. Visit MidwestOne.com where you're the one. Qualifications apply. Member FDIC.
What good is history if you never change? And what good is change if it doesn't make you better? At Valvoline, we believe in getting the most out of everything, including your high-mileage engine. That's why we developed MaxLife, specially formulated to protect against the hidden signs of aging in cars over 75,000 miles. So help maximize the life of your engine with MaxLife from Valvoline. 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
When I grow up, I want to be a piano player because my parents will be proud of me.
When you were a kid, you were free to dream.
I want to be a mermaid.
I like the idea of being a scientist.
I also want to be a tooth fairy.
At American Family Insurance, we believe now is when you should dream more than ever.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Yeah, we're nothing if old school. We do know that out there. Welcome in, Gym Class coming your way, a Tuesday edition of the show here on KGYM. Reminder, coming up tomorrow, it'll be the Hot Stove Fundraiser. The Twins Caravan is going to be here in Cedar Rapids. They're going to be at the Nubo City Market. Still time to get your tickets out there, $40 in advance, $45 at the door, with all proceeds going to the Colonels Foundation. Go to colonels.com for more information. Todd and Tyler are going to be over there. Alex might be stopping by as well. And going to be a good time head over there tomorrow night.
You know, Afternoon Players Club with Todd and Tyler, going to be interviewing Byron Buxton tomorrow, so stay tuned for that as well. A couple comments on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line regarding Oliver Martin. 0160, if Martin's waited this long, he's definitely not going to Iowa. 7854, if Martin does not go to Iowa, most fans will just point out Kirk's failures. Too many people live and die on a decision 18-year-olds make or when they change their mind.
Very true.
And thanks to Cajun Troy and a couple others, 6717, for congrats on our 10 years.
Oh, thank you, Troy. Yeah, we had a Willie Guy sent me something just moments ago. Willie is, he's over his Cowboys losing. Is like, I'm over my Chiefs losing. So we got that going on.
Thanks, Willie.
Thank you for the well wishes to everybody out there. We do appreciate it. We'll talk more about that coming up here in just a little bit. 3:22, and we're going to talk some high school wrestling, maybe a little college wrestling as well. KJ Pilcher set to join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Follow him at thegazette.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. And, of course, our talk with KJ today brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids, just across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Thank you very much to Kurt for sponsoring our wrestling talk here on KGYM. Mr. Pilcher, how are you today?
Very good. Happy anniversary, you guys.
You are
10 years. That's something.
And you're the guest on the show.
I'm honored. Do you guys, everybody else decline? Come on for your anniversary show? You had to settle for me? Is that what happened?
Not everybody, but thanks,
not
KJ.
Most people.
Just kind of went down the list and got to the first one that said, hey, yeah, I'm available.
Yeah, Pilcher will do it. No, we have to make sure we have a great sponsor, so we have to make sure that we talk wrestling today.
Hey, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It keeps me in business.
It keeps all of us in business, no doubt. Hey, before we get to the high schools, let's start with last Friday, Carver Hawkeye. We'll talk with Ironside coming up tomorrow about this. your impressions, second time Iowa has lost to a top five team. They lost at Okie State. Now they come home and lose to Penn State in front of a terrific, terrific crowd. I guess your impressions of the meet and how it went. We lost KJ. KJ, you there? Whoop. We'll get him right back here. Whoop, there we go. I got to put him on hold, and we'll get KJ right back here. It was too long of a question, apparently, right, Mark?
Nice way to start this 10th year.
We haven't started
our
11th year yet.
No, we haven't.
We don't do that till tomorrow. All right, we got KJ back. There we go.
All right, we'll try this again. Huh?
There you go. Hey, you were there at Carver last Friday night. Your impressions of Iowa, Penn State, and just you thought how the meet went.
Well, you know, it was one of those type of events that kind of had that old Iowa feel at times, and then all of a sudden, every time it seemed to have that fervor or excitement, something would happen, or Penn State would answer, and it would just suck the energy right out of the joint. So it had kind of an odd feel. You know, usually you're used to big crowds like that and things going Iowa's way, and every time it seemed to be going in that direction, Penn State caused a U-turn. And you know, for the second straight duel, it's been kind of one of those things where, you know, Tom Brands, especially after the Oklahoma State duel, talked about having to win those close situations or come through on top of those close situations to win matches. And they lost a lot of close matches, and that kind of went against them again, where they weren't able to close matches or they lost scrambles and in tight decisions, and it went Penn State's way, and it turned out to be lopsided on the final score.
And now a big meet against Ohio State. That's not going to be any bargain either.
No. I mean, you can go up and down the lineup here, and there are a lot of close matchups. I mean, usually in weights that Iowa would be favored, you know, these are toss-ups. I mean, you look right at 133. I mean, that's the marquee match of the night when you have Nathan Tomasello. A lot of people are used to him battling with Gilman. He's moved up from 125, and now him and Clark are going to butt heads. And, you know, this is a key match because 133 outside of Tomasello right now, he's the only undefeated guy there. The seeding and the rankings have been really kind of a cluster from 2 through 6. And a win here is really going to do a lot to determine some maybe postseason seeding, especially for the Big Ten. And, you know, you get a win here, and whoever wins is going to be a clear number one. Even if that's Clark, despite the loss to Cade Brock. So, you know, you look at that, and then you look at 149, you know, Brandon Sorensen, I can't remember the last time he lost two matches in a row. And both of them, I mean, he's wrestled 22 minutes the last two matches, which is pretty amazing. But, you know, he's got Michael Jordan, and it's like the third straight week that he's wrestled an undefeated wrestler. So this has been a tough stretch for Sorensen. He's working in the room this afternoon for individual workouts, and he's really getting right back to it. And that was one thing Tom Brands mentioned is, you know, he's getting right back to work and looking to improve, and he's going to need to for this Friday, as well as the whole team.
Yeah, and that will be the case. And, of course, Sam Stoll out now before we leave the world of college wrestling here, and obviously a big, big blow to the Hawkeyes. Does this – I mean, anything can happen when you get to the national tournament, the Big Ten tournament, whatever the case may be. But what's this do to Iowa's chances, outside chances to win a national championship this year? Is it done now?
You never want to say done, like you said. You know, there are a lot of weird things that can happen, or you know, there's a lot of talent in that room. So if you ever put the finishing touches on their chances, you're looking to get burned a little bit. But definitely, what it's going to, if they have any chance at all, they're going to need to really wrestle above maybe their talent level. If that sounds right, they're going to have to overachieve when it comes to March, probably, if they're going to make up for a loss of Stoll. Because, You've got a hole at 197, 165. I think Joey Gunther's improving, but you still can't really expect much out of there. Topher Carton has shown some signs of doing some good things, but then that third period against Billabong from Penn State was just, I mean, that was a head shaker because he just folded. So now you don't know what you're going to get from Carton. And the rest of the guys like Gilman, Kemmerer, Clark, Brooks, Sorensen are going to have to really step up, to steal a cliche. And the odd thing is Iowa can have four finalists. You're talking about a team with four finalists and not having a sniff at the national title possibly. It's pretty amazing.
As far as Metro Wrestling goes over the weekend, maybe the highlight was a championship for Kennedy at Loisa Muscatine and Cougars down in West Delaware. Not a star-studded field necessarily, but a win's a win, huh?
No, yeah, that's for sure. I think one of the reasons they go down there is to see some different talent, and you know, you kind of butt heads against the same folks over and over again. It's nice to see a different group of wrestlers, and there are some very good individuals down there. You know, West Delaware's got a couple ranks of wrestlers. West Liberty has a few guys that really are state title contenders in 2A. You know, there's some good programs down there, so it's a pretty good test. And for them to come away with, you know, I think it was like three champions and eight finalists, you know, all of them were fourth or better. That says a lot about where they're going. And, you know, Dennis Heenick has done a good job with training teams to where they're peaking at the end of January, February, going down to Des Moines. This might be kind of a sign that they're in that same position. And you look at Garrett Kubovec and what he's been able to do at 182. He won another title down there at Loisa Muscatine. And I think that's a third straight weekend he's won a title at some pretty tough tournaments like Ames and Geneseo, Illinois.
The two biggies as far as last weekend was concerned, the Looters over at Clinton and then the Winger at Urbandale. Very tight battle over at Clinton. Assumption, Western Dubuque, and Lisbon went 1-2-3. Lisbon had a very good showing. Prairie ended up in fifth. Linmar 10th in that one. And then over at the Winger, Southeast Polk got Valley again. They were 1-2 with Iowa City West finishing up in seventh over there. And a lot of the good teams around the state were at those two venues.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that was probably a really good gauge for a lot of guys going here. You know, the postseason's just a week and a half away. So you really want to get those last few tests in to see where you're at and what you need to work on here before, you know, you could be one and done in the postseason. And, you know, you mentioned the Looters at Clinton. Lisbon, you see this kind of building. You know, they started strong, but, you know, as the season has gone along, they've really progressed as the year has. And, you know, they had four champions there. Kobe Seabright was real impressive at 106. Happel kind of continuing what he's done all year. Chase McLaughlin coming through. And then Bryce Wergeman actually was a runner-up as well. But, you know, if they're going to be really tough to beat in Class 1A. And if they start getting depth, if they start getting balance in their lineup from top to bottom, it's going to be a tough task for anybody. It's going to be their title to lose, both duels and tournament-wise. And I think the Looters was a good example of where they're at, given the fact that they play so well right on the heels of Western Dubuque, who's, you know, they're going to be right there in the top five in 3A when it's all said and done. You know, their Hammers took care of business with Max Lyon and Aaron Costello, and I believe Braden Burt made the finals as well for them. So a really good test for those teams.
KJ Pilcher joining us at 3:34 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We get into conference tournaments coming up this weekend. The CIML has theirs on Friday night. That will be very interesting as Polk and Valley will go at it yet again for the fourth time, I think, this year. Yeah. But the MVC will be up at Waterloo West. Can Prairie win it again?
I think Prairie's got to be the favorite. I think they're going for their fifth straight title. And I think, you know, kind of piggybacking on what we said about Lisbon, if Prairie's healthy, you know, they've had some situations where they've dealt with medical issues and illness and injury, and they've just had some people in and out of the lineup. And, of course, you know, you mentioned they got fifth there at the Bob Luter's tournament, and, you know, they're missing Conrad Braswell at 106 and Tiger Witters, who got second at the Luter's, did a good job of avenging a loss to Alex Stryker from Linmar in the semifinals after those two had just wrestled 2 days before and Stryker won. You know, they had a handful of guys, Wintermark, Hogan, and Jassa. I'll get third, and that's going to be what elevates them above the rest of the MVC. They're going to have a couple title contenders, but they're going to have a lot of guys that are going to place third, fourth, fifth, and even be in the top six. That's going to really make them hard to beat for the other teams, because I don't think the other teams have that type of talent 1 through 14.
What are your thoughts on the WOMAC at Waynesburg this week?
That's going to be an exciting tournament. It's going to be, I think, a lot more competitive than maybe the MVC is, especially with Solon and Western Dubuque. Those two teams going at it, 11 ranked wrestlers between the two of them. Solon went all the way over to Battle Creek, Ida Grove, Odebolt, Arthur, won a tournament there. I think they had to rent a U-Haul to bring all these trophies back because they won a team title. They won the Sportsmanship Award. Bryce West was one of four champs that won the OW, and 13 other 14 wrestlers placed and brought home medals. So I think those two teams between Solon and Western Dubuque are kind of the front runners there. But you also have a team like Williamsburg. They don't necessarily have a star-studded lineup, except for maybe Grayson Kesterson at 106. That's ranked number one. But they have a lot of balance and a lot of good guys that will place. And South Team has got some really good individuals that can score points. And, you know, Mount Vernon, that's a team that, you know, you're not talking in the top four, but that's a balanced and good team that was down at Clinton last weekend too. So, you know, it's going to be a real deep, exciting tournament, but Solon and Western Dubuque will, I think, be in a dogfight there at Williamsburg.
And Marion's getting better and better. So
yeah, you know, they had a really good tournament this last weekend. They placed fourth in a tournament in Kansas City with about 24 teams down there, and maybe Oak Park. Caleb and Colin Conway won titles, and I think one of them was named the outstanding wrestler down there. And, you know, they won, I think, the Monticello tournament earlier this year. And, you know, they're making strides. And this certainly was a big achievement for their program, and they're kind of rebuilding under Jason Haig. And, you know, they're a team that might not have the complete team to vie for a top five placing there, but, you know, they certainly could win a match here or there that's going to affect the rest of the team standings.
And just before we let you go, where are some of the other conference tournaments going to be at this weekend?
Well, you know, I believe I'm trying to think of where the Tri-Rivers is at this weekend. That's one where Lisbon and Alvernett, you know, Alvernett's not quite as deep and as strong as they have been before. That's been a pretty competitive matchup between Lisbon and Alvernett. I'm not exactly sure who's hosting that this year.
I can help you out with that. Let's see if I can find it here. That would be North Lynn.
North Lynn. So there you go. Brad Bridgewater will run a great tournament up there. You know, and North Lynn's got some really talented kids with the Henderson brothers and Kyler Schott, who, you know, you guys were talking about some recruiting earlier. I know he's somebody that Dee Levi is kind of looking at as well, stepping in with those wrestler lineman hybrids that I think Reese Morgan likes a lot. Should be interesting to get a chance to see him up there in the Tri-Rivers, but that's one certainly Lisbon should be favored to win, but it'll be some good individual matchups throughout that tournament.
Yeah, some very good ones right there. Hey, KJ, enjoy the wrestling this weekend. You probably would like to be at about three or four different places, but...
we're still working on that cloning thing. If we could ever get that cloning thing, that'd be great for wrestling coverage.
Yeah.
Not so great for my wife. She the less of me she sees, the better. But it'd be better for me to be able to get out to different places all at once.
It would help. And Wyatt would take that as well.
Sure.
Hey, thanks, KJ. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, all right?
Sounds good, guys. Always a pleasure, and happy anniversary again.
All right. Thanks, KJ. You bet. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. KJ Pilcher does a great job covering high school and college wrestling. One of the best around. 3:40 here on the program, and we will take a break, come back, and we'll get into the 10 years. How did it all get started, Mark Dukes?
Let's see.
We'll do that when we come back here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 1.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles, so you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
All right, thanks to KJ Pilcher for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer, will be joining us. We'll talk wrestling again. And also Dan Shonka from Our Lads Scouting Service, NFL talk coming up tomorrow about the draft. He will join us live from Mobile, Alabama. I believe that's the site of the Senior Bowl that is going on right now. So he's down there taking a look at the best of the best, the cream of the crop. And we will talk about Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers. Get the early jump as far as the NFL draft is concerned. And somebody you have out there in mind that you'd like Dan to talk about, we will do that coming up tomorrow. A couple things real quick before we get into the 10-year here. I found this very interesting. You mentioned earlier on the legislator who has brought the bill up in the Iowa legislature to prohibit Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI from playing Friday night football games. Grandstand play, perhaps, by this legislator, but nothing's going to get done by this. Let's just put it that way. Even if it passes or whatever the case may be, the Big 12 and the Big 10, I don't think UNI is going to put a Friday night game up there because they rely too much on the state of Iowa athlete, more than Iowa and Iowa State do. But Jim Delaney's not going to care if the Iowa legislature passes a bill that says you can't have a Friday night football game. You know, a nice gesture, but it's probably not going to get very far.
Peter County is the legislator. He's a representative from West Des Moines. And he said this, high school football games, sometimes those are the things that bring everyone together in our communities. Some traditions, I think, are sacred in our state. And he's, again, he's the one that introduced legislation into the House on this issue, and plenty of people will say, doesn't he have better things to do? But I think anything can be done to protect high school Friday nights is a good thing to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's trying to prove a point. No, nothing is going to get done with this, but I guess good for him for trying to do something. It's House File 86 that was brought up today.
Mm-hmm.
That was the official documentation as far as that is concerned. This is also very interesting. It was announced today that the CBS Sports, CBS Television, and the NCAA Men's Basketball Committee are going to have pre-seedings coming out. On February the 11th, there's going to be a CBS Television special, and they are going to tell us at that time who the top 16 seeds are in the NCAA tournament. They will go through the top seeds in each of the region and give us the top four in each region. Good idea?
I don't much care. I like the big reveal. I think it's trying to create more and more interest for March Madness, turning into February Madness. I'm sure the bracketologists don't like it a whole lot because that's kind of their domain and where they play. To me, it has little or no effect.
I would agree, but there's so much basketball yet to be played. There's a month yet to go. Does it whet your appetite? Sure. Does it take a half hour or an hour out of CBS's schedule? Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be set in stone at that point. It's just going to be something for you to look at that point. 3:46 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. As Mark and I mentioned earlier on, it is our 10th anniversary today. It was January the 24th. By the way, happy birthday to my sister, because that's how I remember our anniversary each and every year. We started on my sister's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was January 24th, 2007. The station was purchased from the newspaper in the fall of 2006, and there was a lot to be done. Studio had to be put together, etc., before we could set sail on our local program here, which is varied between 2 hours and 1 hour. And the rest, as they say, hopefully is history, but not history. We'd like to go a little longer anyway, wouldn't we?
I think so, yeah. and it's, I have to say, it's most times my favorite hour of the day. It really is. I mean, to sit here and converse with you and our listeners and whatnot, just chewing the fat over sports. I mean,
how did we all get started? How did we all get started with this?
Well, you mentioned by Rob and Elliot purchasing the station and their vision to create a local sports or continue local sports, basically. And capitalize on local sports programming, whether it's games you called or whatnot. It started on 1600 and evolved into 107.5 and 106.3 FMs, allowing us a lot more chances to be diverse in our coverage. But as far as the gym class, as I know the story, Todd Meyer, who I used to work with, Todd worked at a radio station in Iowa City at a morning show, later on the Irish Democrat, and as I understand it, Todd recommended me. Todd and I did a segment mornings, Friday mornings, previewing the weekend in football mainly, and he must have liked something about it. I don't know, maybe, you know, I tipped good one night out of the ID. I don't know, but from there it was a meeting with you and Rob and Elliot and Scott Schulte and Greg Runyon, I think, and one thing led to another, and we did a pilot, and
late at night,
I guess everybody signed off on it, and away we went.
There are pirated copies of that out there, I know, and yeah, but yeah, it was a lot of fun, and a couple meals at a local establishment.
Mm-hmm.
By golly, here we are after that, and yes, Mark, a lot has changed. The Chicago Bears were in the Super Bowl. When we first started this program.
That's for darn sure.
But something stayed the same. North Korea was testing their first nuclear weapon at about that time, so it hasn't been that long ago. And the iPhone was brand new back when we first started this program.
Mm.
And we've gone through three presidents. So There you go. Go ahead.
On the sports front, 10 years ago, Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's all-time home run record. And maybe not coincidentally, the Mitchell Report came out. Bill Belichick was fined $500,000 for Spygate, poking into the Jets' defensive huddles and practices. You remember Tim Donaghy?
Oh, yes, the NBA official.
Convicted of betting on games he officiated. There was this little dogfighting thing with Michael Vick at the time, too, but...
I'd like to forget about that.
Yeah.
319-366-1600. If you have a comment, if you'd like to reach out to us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, again, that is 319-366-1600. Some of the biggies, Mark. Some of the moments. A couple that I remember. You had a couple as well that stand out. Dick Vitale joined us here on the program, and Dick is genuine. He is Dick Vitale. He's the same guy when the crowd is around that you see and hear on ESPN's college basketball coverage. Mm-hmm. Not so much when he is alone or with just a few people out there. He's still, but he's a lot quieter then. But he is very passionate about what he does, college basketball and fighting for the fight against cancer. And always remember having Dick on. For me, anyway, all the Indy 500 play-by-play guys, to talk to Paul Page, to talk to Mike King and all those guys, I mean, and all the drivers we've talked to. We've talked to 500 champions. We've talked to just about everybody out there. And that's a whole lot of fun. But I tell you what, maybe the most fun I had, we had an hour show with our friend Greg Bosch and talked fast-pitch softball in the day, which was maybe the biggest sporting event in the city of Cedar Rapids at that time. When you have world championship teams and world caliber players and, you know, thousands of people going to a fast pitch softball game out at Ellis Park. I mean, that was just a fun day.
I agree. I mean, that's what local programming is all about, and I think we got as much reaction to that show as any we've ever had, because it brought back so many of those memories where you sat out at Ellis Park, maybe behind the right field fence with a cooler and your family running around and seeing some of the best softball around.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Some of the things I remember, anyway.
You know, one of my favorite shows came in the first year, and that was in April when Zach Johnson won the 2007 Masters. Surprisingly enough, he came from behind, beat was it Tiger Woods and Roy Sabatini, maybe somebody like that?
I know it was Tiger was in there,
but it was unexpected. It was thrilling for those of us in Eastern Iowa. We brought on some of his relatives who were at the course and saw Zach. And of course, his dad Dave has become a fixture on the Caddy Smack program, and we've had him on many times. But just that day, for a Cedar Rapids kid, not a kid, but a Cedar Rapids man, to win a major was really something else. And we were able to bring some of the comments whatever happened at the course to you. So that was definitely one of my favorites. And among the others, Dan McCarney, former Iowa State coach. We had him on when he was at North Texas. But Dan is so colorful, so genuine, so passionate about the game and about life. Dan, I thought, was always one of my favorite guests. You mentioned some of the open wheel drivers, James Hinchcliffe, who nearly lost his life.
Yeah, last year at Indiana, or 2 years ago.
Did he win Dancing with the Stars?
He got second. I do know that he got second. Elio won, he got second.
He was a joy.
He was a lot of fun.
Hinchtown.
The mayor of Hinchtown. Very good guy. Another one to throw. You mentioned Zach. We were on the air. It was a Monday finish when Zach won the Open Championship. That was at St. Andrews. And we got Dave on that day, Dr. Dave Johnson, on that day. And just to go through exactly what the family was going through. They were here. Zach was there. I mean, they're going crazy watching him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just to go through that day with him was just fun radio, and was good to go over all those minute by minute when he was winning that the claret jug. And of course, we had the claret jug here. That's what made it better.
Just to my left, yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun day. That was a good day.
Wrestlers are always great copy and great conversation. I love all our regular guests, from John Cranton to Cal Eldred.
About the Rain Man. You remember the Rain Man?
The Rain Man, yes. He preceded John Cranton.
From Memphis.
He was funny. But Mark Ironside, I hear more times than not about his segments. And when we had Brent Metcalf on from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, he was live on stage there and talking about his pursuit of the Olympics, which fell short. But just listening to him, I think he just had his third or fourth child, actually. Yeah. And he was a joy as well.
And Gable, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
All the great guests out there.
Well, 2008 during the flood.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there were so many topics, and we became more than a local sports talk show at that time, because there were so many things going on in the community that I think we wanted to relate to you. And there were sports, you know, sports related topics that came up in that flood as well. So
absolutely,
that time as well.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up here in the 10th anniversary edition of the program. 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Back with more after this.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Eastern Iowa sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
APC is coming your way next. Todd Brommelkamp, Tyler Ryder, taking you from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Thanks to everybody out there. We've gotten a lot of congratulations on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We do appreciate that out there. All the regulars, everybody tuning in, it's good to hear from you.
So many messages on the text line. Can't get to them all. A couple of them, though. I'm glad that the show keeps you awake on the drive home, David. Appreciate that.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Next 10 years, can you get Pat Hughes of the Chicago Cubs to come on your show? I would love listening to that.
Well, suggestions are always welcome.
We appreciate that.
We'll work on it. He's busy usually in the afternoons.
Thanks for all the messages, though. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, tomorrow we are going to have another star-studded show. We will talk with Mark Ironside coming up tomorrow. And Dan Shanka live from the Senior Bowl. We'll talk NFL draft with Dan. And we will do that coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. Tonight, Iowa State, Kansas State, 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m., the doubleheader down in Iowa City between West High and City High coming up at 550 and 106.3. Phil Dunn and I will be at Prairie for the big MVC boys game, Prairie and Dubuque Hempstead tonight. That will be beginning at 730 and 107.5 FM. Let's do another 10 years.
Sounds good. And thanks to Stumpy for the gift.
Yeah, appreciate that. APC next.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971